You're listening to SBS News.
More Australians have been seeking help for drug and alcohol abuse than there were 5 years ago, with treatment for alcohol use the most requested service. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report shows counselling was the most common type of drug and alcohol treatment. Dr. Gabrielle Phillips is a spokeswoman for the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare.
Look, alcohol remains number one drug for which Australians seek help. In over one-third of treatment episodes, alcohol was the principal drug of concern, and it was also nominated as an additional drug of concern in 12% of episodes for people who were receiving treatment for the drug. There has, however, been a reduction in the proportion of treatment episodes for alcohol, where it was the principal drug of concern, from 48% to 36%. This is relative, though, to other drugs of concern, where treatment episodes have increased.
About 137,000 Australians aged 10 and over sought treatment for their drug or alcohol use in 2018 to 2019. This marked a 19% increase in client numbers since 2014 to 2015. Treatment for the amphetamines group of drugs saw the largest increase, from 10,000 treatment episodes to 58,200 episodes over the 10 years to 2018-2019. Among those cases, methamphetamines like ice made up two-thirds of treatment in 2018 to 2019. Dr. Tina Lamb, a research fellow at the Monash Addiction Research Centre at Monash University, says the availability of treatments is not keeping up with demand.
So right now our treatment, we have half the number of treatment spots available compared to demand. So in other words, we have twice the demand for drug treatment in Australia than what we actually have capability for. So this is really an underserved area at the moment. So as demand increases, we also have to increase our treatment spaces.
More than half of people seeking drug and alcohol treatment were between 20 and 39 years old. Australians aged 40 and over made up 35% of treatment cases, mainly for alcohol, with younger Australians more likely to be the ones seeking treatment for cannabis use. Nearly two-thirds of cannabis treatment clients were aged between 10 and 19. One in six people seeking treatment identified as Indigenous, with Aboriginal people more likely to seek treatment than non-Indigenous Australians. Men also receive treatment at higher rates than women. Dr. Lamb says opioid misuse is also rising in Australia, and it's a category that also needs more treatment options.
About four times as many opioids were prescribed in sort of the early 1990s to now. So in recent years, we've had a lot of pharmaceutical opioid-related deaths. And now we're sort of seeing a recent increase in heroin deaths. So there's a little bit of fluctuation there, but that's a category of drugs that we're really concerned with because it's responsible for a big category of those unintentional deaths.
Dr. Chris Moy is a general practitioner and president of the Australian Medical Association in South Australia. He says for people who do come forward for treatment, long waiting times are a major issue. Dr. Moy says it can be particularly difficult to get patients admitted into a facility that offers withdrawal services for alcohol, illicit and prescription drug use.
In those sort of situations, it's actually dangerous for them to just suddenly stop. They really do need help in coming off these medications safely. Otherwise, they may run into either severe withdrawal reactions, which will actually prevent them coming off it, or, in fact, for example, for something like alcohol or sedative, they may actually get serious complications such as seizures, which are dangerous.
Dr. Moy says the lack of treatment places means the window of opportunity can be lost, the wait meaning many people give up on getting treatment and don't engage again.
It's not just that individual suffering, it's the entire family. It's very, very difficult in those situations, and that is why the Australian Medical Association has long advocated the fact that drug and alcohol doesn't seem to garner a lot of votes compared to things like surgery and getting surgical waiting list down. But to be frank, I mean, the level of problem in this area is just as great, if not worse in some ways, and has even greater impacts, not only just for the individual, but also the communities, for the people in which they live.
And you can call the National Alcohol and Other Drug Hotline for free and confidential advice about alcohol and other drugs on 1800 250 015. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.